Since the job required lockkeepers to be on call 24 hours a day, lock houses were built for the keepers and their families to reside in. This was particularly important as the canal reached the more remote western areas of Maryland. Lock houses along the canal ranged in style and type of construction from stone to brick to wood frame, logs, and combinations thereof. The typical lock house measured 18 by 30 feet with two stories. The wood floor of each house was partitioned into two rooms. On the first floor, this would contain a living room or parlor and a kitchen. The two bedrooms were on the second floor or the attic story. On some, the kitchen would be in the cellar instead. Larger lock houses were built as a perk for the added responsibility of serving as the district superintendent. Two of these original lock houses can still be seen today at Lock 44 in Williamsport and near the Pawpaw Tunnel. Not every lift lock had a lock house nearby. Locks numbers 1 through 4 were located in the midst of the city at Georgetown, and therefore did not require a lock house to be built, as townhouses already existed locally. Some other locks were built so close together they didn't need a separate lock house for each lock. Such was the case of 7 locks located near milepost 8 and 4 locks at milepost 109. Obtaining food and supplies could be a challenge for lock keepers depending on how remote the area was. Until 1850, lockkeepers had to make long trips into towns or cities to resupply. Frequently, the lockkeepers would grow gardens on the land surrounding the house. The gardens not only supplied valuable food to the lockkeeper's family, but also provided an extra source of income by selling food to canal boat families as well. However, many of the local people who lived on the canal devised their own ideas or remedying this problem by opening food and grocery stores along the canal. 27 such stores were built from lock number 6 to lock number 75. In certain places, the presence of locks and lock houses spawned the development of an entire community. Such was the case in 4 locks, where boats passed through locks 47 through 50 over the distance of a quarter mile. Not only was a feed store opened, but several families made their homes in the area, leading to building of a post office and even a one-room school. Even after the C&O Canal closed, many families continued to reside in the lock houses, some for decades after. Today, many of the original lock houses still stand the testament of time and can be seen as we wander along the towpath. Some lock houses, such as the Lander Lock House, Riley's Lock House, and Lock House 75, are staffed by volunteer docents and can be toured during the summer months.